Ever noticed how your best ideas arrive during a walk, not while staring at a screen? There's a reason. Your brain evolved while traversing 12 miles daily across African savannas, solving problems, spotting threats, finding food. That sophisticated organ between your ears developed not for sitting still, but for constant movement through unpredictable terrain. This mismatch between our evolutionary heritage and modern sedentary life explains why exercise isn't just good for your body, it's essential for your brain's basic functioning. Exercise doesn't make us smarter, it restores us to our natural cognitive state. When you move, your brain receives 20% of your body's energy despite being only 2% of its weight. Physical activity triggers blood vessels to produce nitric oxide, creating new pathways that penetrate deeper into brain tissue, especially the hippocampus where memories form. It also floods your system with BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, essentially fertilizer for your neurons. Studies consistently show active people outperform sedentary ones in memory, reasoning, attention, and problem-solving. Schools cutting physical education to boost test scores are employing a tragically counterproductive strategy. Progressive companies implementing exercise breaks see teams hitting more performance targets. The solution might be radically simple: treadmill desks, walking meetings, twice daily movement breaks, bringing our work environments closer to the conditions under which our remarkable brains actually evolved. Our defining trait isn't strength or speed. It's symbolic thinking. We transform sticks into swords, squiggles into language, abstractions into mathematics. This superpower emerged from crisis. When climate change turned African tropics into dusty plains, our ancestors faced extinction as vulnerable prey. Instead of evolving fangs or claws, we developed fangs in the head rather than the mouth. Walking upright freed calories from muscles to fuel our expanding brains, particularly the prefrontal cortex, our executive function center for problem solving and impulse control. But our real advantage was cooperation. By forming alliances, we doubled our strength without doubling individual power. This required understanding others' motivations, theory of mind, demanding tremendous intelligence, and enabling symbolic thinking. This history reveals something crucial. Learning is rooted in relationships. When students don't feel safe with teachers or employees with bosses, performance suffers regardless of intelligence. The most effective environments balance structured knowledge with creative exploration, just as our ancestors needed both database instincts and improvisational abilities. Any learning environment ignoring either dimension is doomed to fail. Michael Jordan dominated basketball, but failed at baseball, while Ken Griffey Jr. excelled at it. Both were elite athletes with different brain wiring, how neurons communicated with muscles to create specialized talents. Your brain contains roughly 100 billion neurons, each forming up to 10,000 connections, creating a uniquely configured neural network. Nobel laureate Eric Kandel discovered learning physically changes brain wiring. Neurons swell, split, and reorganize constantly. Violin players develop enlarged neural regions controlling complex left-hand movements, while their bow-drawing right hands remain less developed. Your brain continues major construction into your early 20s and fine-tunes into your mid-40s. Researchers discovered neurons responding only to specific stimuli, a Jennifer Aniston neuron firing when viewing her image but ignoring others. Neurosurgeon George Ojeman's mapping reveals no two brains are wired identically. Language storage varies wildly between individuals, with bilingual people storing different languages in separate regions. Education systems treating all brains identically are fundamentally flawed. Solutions include smaller class sizes, leveraging teacher empathy, and adaptive technology. For businesses, screen leaders for empathy and treat employees as unique individuals. Your brain prioritizes emotionally charged events, explaining why you vividly remember your first kiss, but not last Tuesday's lunch. Yet studies show people lose focus after just 10 minutes of presentations, an 80% failure rate for traditional lectures. When detecting emotionally charged events, the amygdala releases dopamine, placing a chemical, remember this, marker on information. The brain universally attends to three questions. Can I eat it or will it eat me? Can I mate with it? And have I seen it before? Apple's 1984 commercial masterfully used all three, threat, sex appeal, and pattern matching, creating advertising's most memorable moment. Multitasking is a myth. Your brain cannot process attention-rich inputs simultaneously. Studies show interrupted people take 50% longer to complete tasks and make 50% more errors. The solution? The 10-minute rule, breaking content into discrete modules with emotionally engaging hooks between segments. Memory follows four steps: encoding, storing, retrieving, and forgetting. Hermann Ebbinghaus discovered people forget 90% of learned information within 30 days. What works? Elaborate, meaningful, contextual information. Personal examples create connections to existing knowledge. Initial exposure moments play disproportionate roles in recall. Spaced repetition, not cramming, creates reliable long-term memories. Sleep deprivation devastates performance. An A student getting under 7 hours can plummet to the bottom 9%. One night's sleep loss causes a 30% cognitive drop, two nights, 60%. During sleep, your brain displays greater rhythmic activity than when awake. About 10% of us are larks peaking around noon, 20% are owls around 6 p.m., and 70% fall between. NASA research shows a 26-minute nap improves pilot performance by 34%. Harmful stress requires three components: physiological arousal, perceived aversiveness, and feeling no control. While acute stress temporarily boosts performance, chronic stress devastates learning-impairing skills by up to 50%. Stress hormones target the hippocampus, disconnecting neural networks and preventing new neuron growth. Home stress profoundly affects workplace and classroom performance. Vision dominates our senses so powerfully that wine experts given red-dyed white wine used red wine vocabulary to describe it. People remember 2,500-plus pictures with 90% accuracy days later, but only 10% of oral information after 72 hours. Adding pictures increases retention to 65%. Multisensory learning environments consistently outperform single-sense ones, with students showing 50 to 75% more creative solutions. Humans are born explorers. Before their first birthday, babies systematically analyze objects using every sense. Newborns, just 42 minutes old, can imitate tongue protrusion, revealing innate body awareness. Around 18 months, babies grasp that others have different preferences. After age 2, children test boundaries as sophisticated research programs. Researchers discovered mirror neurons when studying macaques, a monkey's brain fired identically whether it picked up a raisin or watched someone else do it. These neurons exist throughout human brains too. Our curiosity never fades. Despite losing nearly 30,000 neurons daily, our brains continue creating neurons in learning regions throughout life. Google harnesses exploration by allowing employees 20% time for curiosity, yielding 50% of new products, including Gmail. Effective education mirrors medical school, consistent real-world exposure, and practical application. Visit an 11th century University of Bologna biology lab and you'd find laughable primitiveness. Yet lecture halls look remarkably familiar, suggesting educational methods haven't evolved despite scientific progress. Your brain evolved for movement, wired uniquely, powered by attention and emotion, restored by sleep, threatened by chronic stress, dominated by vision, and driven by curiosity. Move daily, sleep deeply, learn through multiple senses, reduce stress, honor your uniqueness, feed your curiosity. These aren't wellness tips, they're the user's manual for the most sophisticated organ in the universe.